Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:30. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, August 12th. The city of Wichita now offering a new program to support local businesses and protect public health during the pandemic.
The Wichita City Council approved the program, Open Air ICT, on Tuesday, which allows restaurants, bars, and retail stores to apply for a free permit to use their adjacent sidewalks, streets, and on-site parking. Businesses may use the areas for shopping, dining, drinking, and advertising. The permit is designed to help businesses provide safe environments for their customers to socially distance. Business owners can apply on the city's website. The Open Air ICT program will run through August 1st, 2021. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kamala Harris's political history will be looked through. She is now Joe Biden's running mate.
Harris is best known on Capitol Hill for her work on the Senate Judiciary Committee. She jumped to the nation's attention during 2018's confirmation hearings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh when she tussled with Chairman Chuck Grassley before he'd even introduced the star witness. The move garnered instant scorn from Republicans that still lasts. She was quick to stake out a position in support of Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. Her record as a California prosecutor has been a constant subject of debate. On one hand, she angered California law enforcement and some Democrats when she didn't pursue the death penalty for the killer of San Francisco officer Isaac Espinoza. But she was also criticized for her treatment of marijuana cases and failure to change the money bail system.
It's Fox's Gillian Turner reporting. President Trump maintains his pledge to provide a COVID-19 vaccine much sooner rather than much later.
The president says Operation Warp Speed, an initiative he created, is working to produce a vaccine.
And they're years ahead of schedule.
He says deals in place with several developers aims to get millions of doses to Americans once a vaccine is approved.
The military is ready to go. They're ready to deliver a vaccine.
The president's vaccine development promise comes the same day that Russia claims to be the first nation to register a COVID vaccine. U.S. scientists say that vaccine is being used before all its trials are complete. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A spokeswoman says Governor Laura Kelly's administration is reviewing President Trump's plan to extend supplemental unemployment benefits, but is waiting for more details. Kansas Information Network's Britt Zweigart with more.
Trump announced a plan to provide an additional $400 a week in benefits, but said states would have to cover 25% of the cost. Kelly spokeswoman Lauren Fitzgerald called Trump's plan only a broad memo and questioned whether he can provide the extra benefits through an executive order. Fitzgerald said the state has limited resources. If we divert those resources to try and implement a plan that may not be permanent and may not even be legal, it could ultimately prevent Kansans receiving those benefits in a timely manner when a more permanent solution is just around the corner if Congress acts, Fitzgerald said.
A program providing an additional $600 a week to workers left unemployed by the pandemic expired at the end of July. Congress has yet to agree on a bill for an extension for that. A man from Florida in big trouble, allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from the U.S. government program aimed at assisting small businesses impacted by the pandemic.
The Paycheck Protection Program is supposed to be helping business owners continue to make payroll even if they were closed due to coronavirus. But now a 32-year-old man from near Fort Lauderdale is charged with getting $60,000 in loans from the program just for himself. Prosecutors say Judley Jean-Louis falsified information on the application, used stolen Social Security numbers, and had the money deposited into accounts he controlled. They caught him when he tried withdrawing cash at the bank. Louis was already awaiting trial for money laundering. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Nostalgia, certainly a big part of this new Airbnb listing.
At one time, Blockbuster video stores dotted small towns and big cities alike across America. Remember when we used to go into a video store, pick out a movie to watch, and of course, remember to rewind before we returned it? Well, that's back at the last remaining Blockbuster in Bend, Oregon. The location will host a 90s-themed end-of-summer sleepover with guests chosen on Airbnb. It'll be 3 nights in September where guests sleep on pull-out couches, binge-watch any movie in the store they want, and chow down on some Raisinets, Nerds, and, of course, popcorn. Social distancing, by the way, will be respected. John Saucier, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the weather forecast during this Wednesday. Meteorologist Dan Holliday will fill us in. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An area of showers and a few thunderstorms are sliding south-southeast into parts of central Kansas, and that is bringing some clouds into south-central Kansas this morning. We expect to be mostly sunny, warm and breezy later on this afternoon with a high near 90. Another round of thunderstorms likely move in after midnight, our low 72, then morning showers Thursday and 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, 90% humidity, a breeze out of the east. We're under a cloudy sky. It is 71 degrees on this Wednesday. We do have a music obituary to fill you in as we move on to blurring that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And here is your host today, Jad Chambers.
COVID-19 claims the life of a singer and actor, Trini Lopez, yesterday. Fox's Carmen Roberts reports.
In the 1960s, Trini Lopez hit the charts with the songs Lemon Tree and If I Had a Hammer, which went to number one in 40 countries.
I had a hammer out of danger. I had a rod of warning.
Stars such as Buddy Holly and Frank Sinatra mentored the proud Mexicano singer who was born to immigrant parents in Dallas. They were so poor, Lopez had to drop out of high school to work. But his life changed after his father bought him a $12 Gibson acoustic guitar and taught him how to play. Years later in Hollywood, Sinatra signed him to his record label. Trini Lopez died at 83. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
Lopez also appeared in several films, The Dirty Dozen, for one. He helped develop a line of signature Trini Lopez Gibson guitars. And filmmaker P. David Ebersole just finished shooting a documentary on Lopez called My Name is Lopez. So
check that out.
Yeah. Actor Bryan Cranston, most known probably for portraying Walter White in Breaking Bad, was a guest on Good Morning America, where he spoke about his recovery from COVID-19.
My wife and I contracted it back in March. And at the time, I didn't think that there was any need to have another celebrity say, hey, I had it too. So we just, kept to ourselves. We were very fortunate. Months later, now I'm in a plasma donation program, and the people there, the phlebotomists, said, would you post something? Our donations have dried up. If we do that together, we can get past this.
A little bit on Good Morning America there from actor Bryan Cranston. Kanye West will appear on the Arkansas ballot as an independent presidential candidate. Arkansas Secretary of State John Thurston confirmed that West submitted at least 1,000 valid signatures from registered voters. He also made the ballot in Oklahoma and Colorado. Lawyers and activists with Republican ties have been involved in getting West on the ballot in Arkansas and other states. New info on the next Xbox and other Microsoft gaming announcements. Here's Fox's Eamon Dignam.
Fox Bits, your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Something we've been waiting for since its announcement is the release date for the next generation Microsoft console, the Xbox Series X, officially will come out in November, just in time for the holidays. Not too many surprises about that. What is a surprise is that the system will launch with thousands of titles from previous console generations and about 100 new generation games. In Microsoft's announcement, they also revealed the beginning of their mobile distribution of games with their Ultimate Game Pass on September 15th. People who are members already will get to play more than 100 games on their Android devices with a controller or mobile touchscreen options. The biggest competitor, Sony, as of this report, has not revealed the release date for their next-gen console, although competition is so tight, we can expect a November release as well. Nintendo likely won't have a new console in this year, as the Switch is still in a relatively new cycle. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
It is still Shark Week in the time of the coronavirus pandemic. Fox's Ashley Dvorkin has what that meant for some of the Shark Week shows.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with shark expert and natural history filmmaker Jeff Kerr. Shark Week includes shows changed by the pandemic and exploring the effects of COVID-19.
Well, in filming Air Jaws Ultimate Breach Off, we didn't even know if there was going to be sharks at our usual filming location because no one had been there for 3 months. So one of the early scenes in the film, you see our host Chris Fallis going out on a boat, throwing a bait in, waiting, waiting, waiting. All of a sudden, this gigantic great white comes up and takes the bait. And then it turned out there was about 20 great whites there.
There is a show on the lineup called Shark Lockdown about the results of reduced human interaction on the seas. Also among the 20-plus hours of programming are plenty of celeb-filled shows with Will Smith, Shaq, Adam Devine, Mike Tyson, and more joining in.
It's always funny to see that reaction when a celebrity who's not a shark diver by trade gets in the water and has a face-to-face encounter with a shark.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
When he was talking about that early shark encounter, Ted, did you not see in your head that scene from Jaws where he's tossing the chum in the water and not even kind of looking?
Yeah,
and then,
looking.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Shark Week continues tonight on Discovery. First up is Monster Under the Bridge. Scientists believe that an 18-foot-long, one-ton great hammerhead named Big Mo lives under the 7 Mile Bridge in Florida. So we'll find out about that, and that's followed by Adam Devine's secret shark lair, where he and a team of marine biologists discovered a secret tiger shark lair, which may be the largest congregation of tiger sharks on the planet. And that's what's going on.
We don't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
We're not going to find that under the Maple Street Bridge.
No, no. We're not going to find a shark that large there. Well, Ted, it is a red letter birthday in the entertainment world. A Steve McIntosh favorite.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers.
That's right, rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yep, 57 years old today. So happy birthday, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
How about that?
Yep. Sir Mix-a-Lot, 57 years old today. And of course, Joe Biden made his choice for vice president and the late night hosts did not ignore the story.
Of course not.
No, of course not. I've got a very quick quip here from Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, in a statement, Kamala said, "I'm very much looking forward to serving as president." Vice president. I mean vice president.
Yeah. Quick joke. Very easy there. So, it's Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show. That's all we have for The Blur today, Ted. But The Blur every weekday is brought to you by
Napoleon Appliance Repair, of course. Great family-owned appliance repair business. If you have an appliance that's in trouble, you can always call Terry and make an appointment. The phone number is 409-1525. They are super folks there, and they really help you out when you need it the most. Napoleon Appliance Repair. 8:43 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We'll be taking a look at the traffic and weather. Tell you about a new business venture for a big time donut company as well. KNSS News Time, 8:43.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.